ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Presidential candidates in the final days of the campaign retracing battleground states. Former President Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris, both in North Carolina and later Wisconsin today. Harris and Raleigh urging people to get out the vote.
So remember, your vote is your voice, and your voice is your power.
Harris also conducting an interview with a Spanish language radio program in Philadelphia, saying she fully supports Puerto Rico and criticized Donald Trump for, quote, disrespecting cultures and people that he doesn't, of where places he doesn't come from. It comes as President Biden is facing criticism for comments referring to Trump supporters as garbage after a comedian at a Trump rally called Puerto Rico a floating island of garbage. Israeli forces are carrying out strikes in eastern Lebanon, targeting Hezbollah, issuing urgent evacuation orders for an entire city of Baalbek, including a UNESCO heritage site. And at least 72 are dead in eastern Spain, ravaged by historic flash flooding. This is after a 24-day strike, Boston hotel workers reaching a tentative deal for a new contract with Hilton. Workers still have to vote to ratify that contract deal. Some people in Wisconsin left feeling a little woozy after eating a pizza.
Customers who ordered pizzas from Famous Yetis in Stoughton, Wisconsin last week reported feeling strange and somewhat woozy afterwards. The shop thought the veggies they used might have gone bad. They even checked their building's carbon monoxide levels, but found nothing amiss. Then they checked the storage space they shared with other vendors. A bottle of oil infused with THC, that was the culprit. Doctors say eating fatty foods like pizza with pot makes the high stronger. Famous Yetis has apologized. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
The New York Yankees still alive in the World Series. They beat the Los Angeles Dodgers last night, 11-4. Game 5 tonight, and it's another must-win for the Yanks. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Getting ready for more rain and longer nights? We've got you. Right now, you can earn up to $25 in bonus rewards when you buy two Sylvania Silver Star Ultra Bulbs and two Rain-X Quantum Elite Wiper Blades. More rewards and better visibility at America's number one lighting destination, AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Offer valid for AutoZone Rewards members. Restrictions apply.
Pluto TV is a place for movie fans like me.
And TV fans like me.
They've got something for everyone, and it's free.
I love free, and I love Jersey Shore.
For me, it's The Godfather.
SpongeBob SquarePants, I am Patrick. Patrick is me.
Oh, Forrest Gump, come on.
Criminal Minds, solving crime after bedtime.
Whatever you love to watch, Pluto TV makes it easy with thousands of free movies and shows.
Pluto TV, stream now, pay never.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Ayland. In-person absentee voting in Wisconsin has now reached 45% higher than it was 4 years ago. Wisconsin Elections Administrator Megan Wolf says the counting of all ballots is a fully transparent process.
The tally of absentee ballots and even the audits that happen after Election Day, all of these things are happening in every community across the state. It's all publicly noticed and publicly observable.
The large number of absentee ballots means results may not be available until the following day. Former President Donald Trump is expected to address the U.S. economy during a campaign rally this evening at the Resch Center in Ashwaubenon. During Tuesday remarks at his Mar-a-Lago estate, Trump took credit for the current state of the economy.
Some of the best people on Wall Street are saying the economy is only good because they think, I don't want to say this because other people have said it, it's not me saying it, but they think Trump is going to get elected. That's the only reason our economy is good. That's the only reason the stock market is up.
Trump will be joined by former Green Bay Packers quarterback Brett Favre, U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde, and other Republicans. Vice President Kamala Harris is also in the state today, holding a campaign event at the UW-Madison campus. Three Milwaukee police officers were injured when two squad cars collided.
Milwaukee police say it happened during a chase that ensued after officers tried to pull over a wanted suspect on the city's south side Monday afternoon. A marked and an unmarked squad car collided, sending three officers to the hospital. All three are expected to recover. The driver of the pursued vehicle ditched it and it rolled into a parked car. Police eventually caught and arrested the 34-year-old man and found drugs in the vehicle, which was stolen. Bob Hague, Wisconsin Radio Network.
You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows Safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Rain is rolling in tonight and ramping up through the overnight hours, where an inch of rainfall is not out of the question. Not to mention, with highs today hovering in the mid-70s, we'll fall to the mid-40s tonight and continue to fall throughout Halloween. In fact, it'll drop so cold it'll be in the mid-30s while we're trick-or-treating. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Currently, it's 65.
This is AM 1430 WRDN, Duran Mondovi at Wabasha. The following program was pre-recorded.
Back in focus this morning, we're going to learn about some of the research taking place in the industry, and we will take a look at how the industry views sustainable aviation fuel. And it's Wednesday. That means it is time for crop reports from Northern Iowa and North Dakota.
Live from the final shopping day before Halloween via Farm Journal broadcast, this is AgriTalk. This morning we'll begin with a conversation with Emily Score from Growth Energy. Then it's our Farmer Forum with panelists Bob Hemesath and Mike Appert. Directly following the news, Margie Eckelkamp from The Scoop. I'm handsome newsman Davis Michelson. Now, say hello to the host of AgriTalk, Chip Lorre.
All right, Davis, thank you so much. Yeah. I got to tell you, shopping days before Halloween is something mm-hmm. that has honestly not been part of my thought process.
I thought maybe this is why I bring it up. You know, I'm here to help. It's a service I'm trying to provide here.
Well, I appreciate that. I mm-hmm. honestly appreciate that. But I've been living in the same house here for more than 30 years. Mm-hmm. And I think I could count the total number of trick-or-treaters that have made their way back here on uh-huh. one hand.
Uh-huh. And so, I'm just curious, those trick-or-treaters who did make the walk up the lane back into right. the woods there, was right. it on a dare, perhaps?
It might have been.
I dare you to come up to the Flory Ranch. I dare yeah. you. Are yeah. you going up there?
yeah. The thing is probably half were the next door neighbor kids.
Okay? Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And we were ready. We were ready. You know, we told good. Them that you got it. But yeah, we don't even prepare for it anymore. I mean, if they show up now, they might get like a chocolate chip.
Oh, yeah.
Something like that.
Some Nichols and a Werther's, maybe. Something like that.
I want to be the guy who goes to the store today.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And just with mock, enragement. Mm-hmm. Yell, can't you people keep anything on the shelves? Where's all the candy at?
Cost of candy's going up, bro. Inflation yep. and everything. I don't know where you're going to find houses with full-size candy bars these days. I used exactly. to know the spots when I had kids in the house. I don't sure. even know anymore if that's a thing.
I'm telling you. I'm sitting here adding up the dollars that uh-huh. I have saved over the years.
Yeah,
by not having to buy that Halloween candy, it's crazy. Uh-huh. All right,
yeah,
we've got
Halloween
Emily Score today. We've
yes.
we've got
yes,
we a farmer forum today. Bob from Iowa, Mike from North Dakota. Man, oh man, it is a full boat. All right, let's get started. What do you got in the news?
Sure thing, buddy. I'll start with the weather: moderate to heavy yeah. snow over parts of the Southern Cascades and Northern Intermountain region, with a second area over parts of the Upper Midwest on Thursday. Temperatures will be 20 to 30 degrees above average over parts of the Great Lakes and the Ohio Valley. Hello, South Bend. There is an enhanced risk of severe thunderstorms yeah. over parts of the Middle Mississippi Valley and Central Southern Plains on Wednesday. Skies are threatening yeah. in Kansas City today, Chip.
Yeah, absolutely. Keep your eye on the sky. An enhanced risk from the Canadian border to the Mexican border.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Right down the middle of the country. So stay aware of your surroundings out there today. I actually cleaned the gutters because I knew, I think it's going to rain, dude. I wow. actually believe it this time.
I thought about cleaning the gutters this morning. Man, I should have got out there and done that. Private exporters, I got some more sales activity here. 132,000 metric tons of soybeans for delivery to China during the 24-25 marketing year. 132,000 metric tons of beans for delivery to unknown destinations for the 24-25 year. And 273,048 metric tons of corn for delivery to unknown destinations during the 24-25 marketing year.
Yeah, it's good to get that demand back in here, no doubt.
Sure is. Well, the NASDAQ broke its own record again, closing at another all-time high as stocks moved up on the day's tech earnings. The Dow and S&P were down slightly on the day yesterday. Oil prices closed slightly lower on Tuesday following a steep 6% drop on Monday as reports surfaced of potential diplomatic efforts in the Middle East. Chip USDA Deputy Secretary Torres Small announced $239 million in grants to support domestic biofuel production. Of this, $200 million comes from the Bio-Based Market Access and Development Program funded by the Commodity Credit Corporation and the Inflation Reduction Act. The remaining $39 million will be distributed through the Higher Blends Infrastructure Incentive Program.
Yeah, infrastructure. That's exactly right. Let's put the pumps out there to handle higher blends.
Yep. Well, House and Senate Republicans are pushing forward with leadership elections soon after the November 5 general election, even though some races could remain undecided. In the House, Speaker Mike Johnson aims to move forward despite potential delays in California's slow vote count, which could significantly impact the final majority. The Eurozone's economy grew by 0.4% in the third quarter of 24, the highest quarterly growth rate in 2 years, surpassed forecasts of 0.2% growth. Key contributors included Germany, France, Spain, and Ireland. Chip, McDonald's has been in the news quite a bit. Yep. Now we've experienced a 10% decline there in nationwide visits to McDonald's and a 33% drop in Colorado following an E. coli outbreak that sickened dozens with cases linked to its quarter pounder onions. However, the fast food chain expects recovery, planning to attract customers with $5 meals and Big Macs with chicken. Chip, let's go over to you.
All right. Yeah. Thank you so much, Davis. Let's bring in Margie Eckelcamp, editor of The Scoop. Good morning, Margie.
Hey, Chip. Happy to be here. Although, with the way you guys kicked off the conversation, I feel overly caffeinated, yet underprepared, perhaps. I don't know. We'll see.
Hey, that's me every day, Margie.
Every day, that's Davis. Yep.
Friend, you can steal it. Just attribute it to me.
Love it. Love it. Okay, Margie. So, farmers have been collecting data for years. Now it seems like artificial intelligence is helping to make some sense of that. What are you learning?
Yeah, I mean, Chip, you know me well enough, and I think the audience probably has picked up on I don't really like to talk about data for data's sake, right? Let's talk about tools where we can actually improve our farm and our business. And we've got some announcements around such tools. So for example, just yesterday, ADM came out with a new digitization tool for their grain deliveries and overall logistics. And I know it couldn't happen soon enough for some of our farmers who have experienced issues and maybe some miscommunications with grain deliveries this harvest. The other one I want to highlight is on the retail front, and that is the team at Syngenta is going to be deploying the Taranis AI-enabled scouting tool. They already have plans to go to the field here yet in 2024. They're going to be expanding out in 25, really focusing on how they bring those scouting tools, collecting data, enabling retailers, specifically in the Midwest, to bring a step change to their efficiency. So how can they even get the information they need without having to physically drive back and forth to the field? And it's data collection tools that are enabling it. So we'll see what happens. We'll see how they expand, but a lot to watch here on the tools that make data work.
Yep. Data was designed and it's supposed to help us work smarter. And this seems like it is the next step for us. Margie, good stuff. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Chip.
All right, Margie Eckelcamp, editor of The Scoop. Get more at thedailyscoop.com. We've got Emily Score from Growth Energy next.
Next on our Corn Hall of Fame tour, Pioneer brand Power Core Enlist corn.
Ooh, look at all the trophies.
Yes, Power Core Enlist wins in the field with an advanced combination of exclusive genetics, plus three distinct modes of action for long-lasting protection against above-ground pests and unsurpassed flexibility.
Whoa, this one says superior yield potential.
Don't touch, Billy.
Start your best year yet. Visit pioneer.com/no-pests.
More moisture and more bushels with the End Zone Bin System from Farm Shop MFG.
The moisture increase has been a huge benefit for us. We are hauling out more bushels than we hauled in. Paid for itself and beyond already the first season.
Call 712-520-6061.
Elevate your game and set your sights on Denver for the 2025 Commodity Classic. With technology that moves faster than fluctuating markets and information as important as $1 million rain, Commodity Classic is designed for growers of all kinds, where you'll broaden your horizons as you improve yield and ROI one bushel at a time. Take your operation to new heights and join us for Elevating Excellence in Agriculture, March 2nd through 4th in Denver. Learn more at commodityclassic.com.
I love this song!
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You need proven solutions built for specific agronomic needs. Supported by millions of data points, like countless wind tunnel trials and decades of answer plot research. Solutions you can rely on for stronger emergence, greater leaf coverage, and more. Contact your local Winfield United retailer to unlock the full potential of every field by taking a whole acre approach with crop protection solutions built for success, built for you, built for it.
Wait. Tax season is just around the corner. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sunstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sunstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sunstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sunstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
AgriTalk is brought to you by Winfield United. Drive herbicides deeper into the plant for maximum weed control with a high-performing liquid spray tank additive. Class Act NG Adjuvant. Built for it. Learn more at WinfieldUnited.com.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm your host, Chip Flory. Glad that you're with us on this Wednesday morning. It's been a while since we've had a conversation with Emily Score, the CEO of Growth Energy, and she joins us right now. Emily, it is great to talk to you again. How are you?
I'm fantastic, Chip. It's great to talk with you.
Good, good, good. I understand that you were recently in Tokyo at an SAF summit. What was the story behind that?
It was a terrific event, and it's so telling about where the conversation is and the relationship, our trade relationship, is with Japan. So this is the first ever summit. Grains Council and USDA hosted this, talking about ethanol and sustainable aviation fuel. And I was the keynote speaker, and it was a terrific conversation. You had Japanese business leaders, Japanese government officials, U.S. business leaders, U.S. government officials, representatives from seven different countries throughout Southeast Asia. And here's what I can say about Japan. They are decarbonizing. They have a growing appetite to use more U.S. ethanol for their cars and trucks, but also as a feedstock for SAF. And that was the conversation. Giving them an update on where we are as an industry with our efforts to decarbonize, with the tax credits that will help incentivize that, with our ability to be a consistent trading partner and provide, you know, the supply that they want. So it was a really good conversation, Chip. And I will say, I was in Tokyo 2 years ago, and to see the momentum and the progress that we've made in the conversation with them just on road, on their appetite to go from an E3 blend, and they even talked about an E10 blend for the first time on stage. So good conversation, and also an opportunity to thank Ambassador Emmanuel, U.S. Ambassador Emmanuel, who has helped open up that market for us.
Okay. All right. In Japan, help us understand this. Is the move towards decarbonization, is it a movement that started at the top and is dropping down through the population, or did it start at the consumer level and make its way to the top?
Well, that's a very good question, and I don't know that I know the answer to that.
Okay.
Most of our conversation really has been at the government level. I mean, the Japanese government has made a commitment of 10% SAF. They're one of six countries, and then the EU has as well. So, I think there's a fair amount of this is the elected leaders, how much they're responding to their constituencies. That I can't tell you.
Okay. All right. Very good. So the SAF movement in Japan, you know, when I look at what's going on here in the United States, Emily, I mean, I don't think there's any question that there is great enthusiasm for sustainable aviation fuel. Where we start running into issues is how we're going to get there and how we're going to produce so much. In Japan, did you pick up that are they just going to say, listen, if it's ethanol that's been converted to or refined into sustainable aviation fuel, that's good enough? Or is there going to be some additional rules and regulations on the production side?
It's an ongoing conversation. I will say, but it's a parallel situation. So they have concerns too, not only about the supply, and you know, for them it's can we make it domestically or do we have to import it? You know, our message to them is we are incredibly good at making ethanol here in the U.S. We're a good trading partner. You can use our feedstock and make it domestically, make the SAF domestically at your refineries. But there's a big conversation on the economics as well, and the need for government intervention. Just like in the U.S., tax credits and incentives, because the Japanese airlines, I talked to them as well, and their comment similar to the U.S. airlines is we don't want to pay more for this fuel because our customers don't want to pay more. So it's a conversation of ramping up supply, but also bringing the economics in line so that the consumers don't have to bear the burden on this.
Okay. All right. Bringing the economics in line. That gets us to a conversation about 45Z. Here in the U.S., any update on the status? I would say that the stakeholders around it are waiting impatiently for the Treasury Department to deliver some of the details that are needed here.
Impatiently, of course, is I think the right word. I don't have an update in terms of when we're going to see something. Some people will say by the end of the year. I think maybe more realistic might be by the end of the Biden administration, because we know what that date is, of course. Yeah. I think the newest developments in the past several weeks have been, and these are good, bills introduced in the House and the Senate. Two bills were introduced, extending the timeline of 45Z, which of course is critically important for us. We need to get the guidance out and we need flexibility, but 3 years is not enough time. There are going to be people who, all right, once I have the guidance, it's still not, 3 years is not enough for me to recoup the cost. But these bills extend it. They give us another 7 years. So we're talking about a 10-year time frame in total. That makes sense. That makes sense for our industry. Yeah. That will drive innovation at the farm and the plant. So we still, of course, have to get the bill passed into law, but that's a very encouraging development, especially because you have bipartisan support for that tax extension.
Right, right. One thing that I keep hearing from some producers, some growers, is a concern that, hey, what if the 45Z rules and regs details stink? Would passing this extension raise the risk of locking in some bad details on 45Z for a longer period of time?
I hear that too, and I hear it not just from the growers but from producers as well. Okay. And a few things. I think it's very reasonable for us to expect that 45Z is going to be more expansive for growers than 40B. I think the government has heard, the federal government has heard loud and clear, don't force me into having to do three practices at once. Give me flexibility. Right. So I have confidence there. The truth is, if you extend the tax bill, you're going to have a conversation about, do we have to make some amendments to improve it because we don't like things in the guidance? And a big part of the conversation too, Chip, is going to be, what do we do about foreign feedstocks? You know, the bill introduced in the Senate and the House, one version actually makes this for domestic feedstocks only. It blocks foreign feedstocks. And there's a real appetite for that within our industry. We want these tax credits to go to American companies and American producers. Yeah. And we want to incentivize domestic production. So there are a lot of kind of ancillary conversations kind of around the edges that will come into play when you talk about extending it.
Okay. All right. Very good.
Yeah.
What's new at Growth Energy? New research, new developments? What are you working on? What's it on the priority list?
You know, really good new research that came out in September. Former Secretary of Energy, Ernest Moniz, so he was Obama's Secretary of Energy. He's the head of the Energy Futures Initiative Foundation, and it's a think tank, and they came out with really robust research. I mean, they went in the field and they interviewed ethanol producers to see firsthand. And their takeaway, of course, we know this, but so good to have this validated by a real respected expert, as Dr. Moniz is, saying, you know, ethanol is a critical tool in the transition to low carbon fuels. We know that, but to hear his report say that, they looked at over 20 different ways to decarbonize the ethanol industry. And they really laid out a roadmap. Here's how we get to net zero. Here's how we get beyond net zero. Here are the different policy tools that will help accelerate that. And to have that roadmap for our industry mapped out in a way that policymakers can see this, that progressives and climate supporters can see this, is very helpful for the industry. I was at Climate Week in New York City with Dr. Moniz in September, talking to a group of thought leaders that don't typically talk about ethanol. They typically talk about electrification, but we were able to inject our industry into the conversation. So it's been really nice to see how well received that research and his perspective has been.
All right. Could the elections that are coming up next week kind of detour some of that?
You know, I look at this, it's two different paths forward, Chip.
Okay.
And here's why. I mean, we have a lot of balls in the air as an industry, and there are big decisions the next administration will decide. The 2026 RVOs, the future of E15 year round. And there's big decisions on the tax credit side for Congress. We have bipartisan support. We've had good outcomes for the industry in both the previous Trump administration and the Biden administration. So it's a different kind of challenge set and a different opportunity set. But I do think there is a strong path forward for us because we do have such bipartisan support. And I think here's the proof in the pudding. Both tickets put somebody from a corn producing state and ethanol producing state in that vice president spot, recognizing I need a connection to middle America. And so you have both in J.D. Vance and you have in Governor Walz, people who have a record. You know, Vance has a shorter record. He was only in Senate a few years, but both on the record supporting E15, for example. So that's what we have to leverage moving forward.
Yep. Man, that went by in a flash. Emily, it's good to talk to you again. Thank you so much, and keep up the good work. We'll talk to you again soon.
Always a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Excellent. Thank you. Emily Score, CEO of Growth Energy. We've got the Farmer Forum coming up next. Mike in North Dakota, Bob in Iowa, here on AgriTalk.
You say you never give in to a meltdown. And never fill your feed with kid photos. You say you'd never put a pacifier in your mouth to clean it. And never let them run wild through the grocery store. So when you say you'd never let them get into a car without you there, no, it can happen. 1 in 4 hot car deaths happen when a kid gets into an unlocked car and can't get out. Never happens. Before you leave the car, always stop. Look. Lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council. NHTSA and the Ad Council.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly, Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
At Jerry Bear & Sons, your Golden Harvest seed dealer, their best skill is knowing how to listen. Because once they understand your operation and goals, they can offer the right products to perform in your fields. From the Gold Series soybean and game-changing corn portfolios to expert insights, it's an answer to what they have heard from you. Get fall cash discounts when you order your Golden Harvest seeds now at Jerry Bear & Sons, just off Highway 25, Durand.
Milk markets are lower with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnekins. At the Mercantile Exchange, November milk down 2 to 2020, December down 13 to 1981, January down 14 at 1976, February down 11 at 1968. Meanwhile, live and feeder cattle markets continue to move mostly lower as the selling pressure from yesterday has been extended into today in the cattle markets. And that is a bit of a price correction happening as the cash cattle markets have yet to develop. Meanwhile, hog markets, they're moving up mostly higher due to good consumer demand and packer aggressiveness. October live cattle down $1 to $188.30. November feeder cattle down $1.07 to $245.52. December hogs up $1.70 to $84.52. Meanwhile, at the Chicago Board of Trade, corn markets are moving mostly lower, relatively range-bound. Soybeans, though, they're moving mostly higher on some technical buying after some of the losses from the last few days. Wheat markets continue to move mostly higher as well. Again, a little bit of technical buying and, again, some strength in European wheat prices supporting wheat. December corn down 2.5 to 4.11 1/4. November beans now up 9.25 to 9.74 1/2. December wheat up 2 3/4 to 5.73 1/4. Minneapolis wheat December up 3 to 6.09 1/2. With this market update, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Farmers, it's harvest time, and the last thing you need is downtime while waiting for parts for your equipment. Need custom hydraulic hoses and fittings? See Durand Napa. Need hard-to-find parts? See Durand Napa. Need bulk oil or hydraulic fluid? See Durand Napa. Durand Napa also has filters with low prices throughout the entire year and has specialty tools for your equipment. Keep your equipment working throughout the harvest with Napa Know-How from Durand Napa, Madison Street, Durand.
Dairy farmers, extend the life of your investment and keep the milk inspector happy when you resurface your mangers, feed bunks, feed carts, and more with a microepoxy surface from Osteoplastics and Supply. The microepoxy surface provides for easier cleaning of feed bunks, less feed waste, offers a non-skid surface, and withstands extreme temperatures and chemicals. You can repair your floors and equipment for less than replacing, and the increased milk production will pay for the installation. Find out more. Visit osteoplastics.com.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors. In the morning, you're coffeeed up and you're thinking. In the afternoon, you've calmed down, but you're still thinking. We're here all day. AgriTalk.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. Good conversation there with Emily Score, CEO of Growth Energy. It's kind of a launching pad for us to get into the Farmer Forum. I want to start with Mike Appert up in North Dakota. Mike, it's good to talk to you again. How are you?
Doing good, Chip.
All right. Get us up to speed. What's the harvest progress?
Well, I think, you know, in the next week or so, North Dakota is going to kind of wrap up the harvest up here, which is kind of early for us, but we've had a really kind of uneventful fall. I mean, no rain events or snow events to really slow much down. So it's been pretty rapid harvest pace, actually. And yeah, I think by the 7th or 10th of November, there won't be much of anything standing up here. The corn's going to be done. The sunflowers, all the late crops will be off the way it looks.
Wow. Wow. See, it, like you said, it seems early. You guys haven't, there hasn't been a rain delay or anything up there, has there?
No, it's been an extremely dry fall. I think it's playing with taking out the record from like 1960, I believe, up in Bismarck, as far as dryness in the fall. It's been a very dry fall. Warm and dry.
Yeah. Yeah. What's that done to the quality of the crops that you've been harvesting, Mike?
Well, you know, everything kind of came off drier than it should have. You know, the soybeans were 8-9% moisture, and we were combining corn down below 12%. It was pretty crazy how dry the grain got. Yeah.
Yep. Yep. You know what blows me away is we can talk about night and day differences in growing conditions from North Dakota to Central Illinois or over into Indiana. And then at the end of the year, everybody's dealing with the same issue. It just got so dry on everybody so fast. It was tough to get things harvested in a timely manner because of that. No doubt. Okay. So the final question then on harvest, Mike, is did it live up to the expectations for you?
Well, yeah, I think we were worried about our corn making maturity, you know, or we were way behind on growing degree days. You know, we didn't have much heat June and July, and so mid-August our corn was so far behind we were afraid it wasn't going to make it to maturity and it was going to be a light test weight, you know, wet, messy crop. But then September rolled around and just got hot and dry, and the corn matured. In fact, we just froze here basically 10 days ago. And so the corn made maturity. So the corn was better than what we would have guessed in August, I think. And of course, the soybeans were good. Yeah, it was a good crop. It was a crop you'd take that crop any year, I think. Across the board, the crop was pretty decent. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Cool. Cool. Good to hear. All right. Stay right there, Mike. Let's bring in Bob Hemesath from Northeast Iowa. Bob, great to talk to you, man. How are you?
Good, Chip. How are you? It's good to talk to you, too.
Yeah, glad you're here. How's things? I know that you had some storm damage earlier this year. How's the recovery from that coming, Bob?
Yeah, we were fortunate. We just had a little bit that had some storm damage, so we're looking at a really good crop. It's been phenomenal considering what the spring was. We committed too many sins when we planted. Planting dates weren't what we wanted them to be, but everything is just coming in higher than we expected. So it's just unbelievable.
Yeah, it's crazy what can happen when you get not just a few extra days, a couple extra weeks at the end of the growing season, like Mike was saying. I mean, it helped out so much, didn't it?
Yeah, yeah. We thought the May planted corn. We finished planting corn on May 19th. We thought that May planted corn would be off, you know, just because of planting date and maturity, making it to maturity. But this warm September just finished it really well, and it's some of that's out yielding the earlier planted corn.
Yep. Now, I was up in your part of the world here just over the weekend, and there's still a fair amount of corn that's in the field, isn't there?
Yeah, it depends. There's guys that are finishing up. There's some guys that have a fair amount to go and anywhere in between. But I'd say I'm sure we're pushing past 75-80%. But the yields have been so good around here that everybody's running out of room. We've been hauling to the ethanol plant because we're basically full, and they're getting full. And so the finish of the harvest is going to be prolonged just because guys don't have a place to go with it. Going to have to wait for it to get ground out at the ethanol plants or find room for it.
Jeez. Well, then I would expect the basis is going to start to fall apart on you here pretty doggone quick. All right, guys, I'm not going to waste any time. I'm not going to waste any time because here we are. This is the last Farmer Forum before we get to the presidential election. So, Bob, I'm going to start with you. What are your thoughts? I'm not asking who you're voting for, but what are you thinking about as we head into the elections?
You know, Chip, one of the things that I've been thinking about that is nothing new, but it's been forefront in my mind is that can we finally get to a point where we want to work together as political parties? Can we finally put aside this partisanship and actually accomplish something? You know, we need our legislators to do their job and to do things that this country needs. And I'm hoping that we can get past this once we get to the election, but I, I'm hoping that. I don't know if it'll happen or not.
Yeah. Okay. Mike, your thoughts heading into the elections?
Yeah, I'll be glad when the ads are done, right? You don't have to deal with the ads and the signs and everything. It just gets to be like a brutal season anymore. Yeah, I wish there'd be more cooperation. It just seems like, they're shooting shots at each other. And some of it is really ridiculous. And I think both sides are guilty of some of the ridiculousness. But, yeah, it's just sad what this has gotten to be. But, talking to, like some of my employees, they like some of the policies that Trump is talking about is really going to be beneficial, like not taxing overtime pay and stuff like that. There's a lot of people pretty pumped up about some of this stuff. It'll give them an automatic raise, and that'd be kind of good for, the working people that are working hourly and working overtime. And so you hear a lot of that. I don't know, the farm stuff, Trump did get us a trade deal finally with China. And then of course, nobody enforced it after he lost the election. So it seems like we lost twice in that deal. We fought a trade war with China and then never enforced the trade deal. So I feel like we kind of lost twice on that. So I don't know. This switching back and forth hasn't been any good for us either. So I hope to get back to some decent policies in a more normal time if that ever happens.
right. Yep. There's Bob laughing about that in the background. Bob, both of you guys have made the point that things are going to be so close. And when we talk about that, I mean, we're talking about the Senate is going to be a razor thin majority either way. The House, I think, is going to be a razor thin majority when this election wraps up. And then we've got all these tax issues that are being proposed by Harris and by Trump. The thing is, it's if those are going to be passed, it is going to take bipartisanship in the House and in the Senate to get those things done, Bob. And to your concerns, I don't know if they can find a way to work together to make some of these promises from either Harris or Trump to get those things done.
Yeah, I think if you look at the polls and where we're sitting, we're looking at a split one way or the other, depending who wins the presidency, Senate, House, those kind of things. And yeah, the one thing that I find it encouraging, I guess I'll put, is that we do have, as agriculture, even though we don't have a lot of representation, we, as Emily mentioned earlier, we do have a lot of bipartisan support for our issues. So I think if we can get them to work, I think there's a lot of things that we could get done from an agricultural standpoint, but we just got to get them past that point of just because it's coming from the other party, we can't do it. We can't look at it that way anymore. We got to get past that. We got to start looking at what's good for the country. And I'm hopeful that there, a lot of these things can be done that way, even in a split government.
Yeah. Well, what that means, though, is we need to get the leadership in the House and the leadership in the Senate to bring those issues up that have bipartisan support.
Yep.
And Mike, they haven't shown a willingness to do that for the last 4 years. I don't, 4 years. What am I saying? 8 years. We haven't seen a willingness for that to happen. I don't know what's going to change in this environment, Mike.
Yeah. And it's so down, dirty, brutal here. When you got half the country thinking they're trying to defend themselves against Hitler, and all this stuff is so ingrained. I don't know what it's going to take to get some cooperation, because I think the media is partly at fault here too. They keep playing into this weird extreme, whatever they can drum up, and it's terrible. I can't believe it. And it is funny how the country is divided about 50-50 though. To me, I don't know if that's a left brain, right brain thing, or what. How can it be this close? It just amazes me. Yeah.
Yeah. It absolutely is. Absolutely is. And talking about the attitudes of the leadership, I got a feeling that with Halloween tomorrow and all the costume parties, All the garbage cans in the world might get sucked up as Halloween costumes after some of the comments by our president.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit wisconsinsoybean.org.
Well, now, which would you rather have? World-class seed genetics and traits, or seed that's been tested and proven to yield in your area? Well, with Pioneer, you get both, plus the support of a dedicated local team. For the unbeatable combination of elite seed genetics, local knowledge and insights, and rigorous local testing, contact the team at Bowers Seeds and Service, your local authorized Pioneer sales representative serving the Durand area. At Pioneer, our name is our mission, and what's next happens here.
Liberal politician Kamala Harris wants to take your guns. She says it herself.
We have to have a buyback program, and I support a mandatory buyback program.
Mandatory buybacks? That's Washington speak for taking away your guns. More from Kamala.
Just because you legally possess a gun in your locked home doesn't mean that we're not going to walk into that home and check to see if you're being responsible.
Take Kamala at her word. Democrats will ban guns and take them from your home. And here in Wisconsin, congressional candidate Rebecca Cook is following in Kamala's footsteps. Rebecca Cook called for a ban on the most commonly owned rifle in the U.S. She even earned an F from the NRA. As a political operative, Cook spent the last decade working for defund the police Democrats. She'd defund police and take your guns. It's radical and it's dangerous. Liberal Rebecca Cook. She won't protect you. She won't let you protect your family.
I'm Derek Van Orden, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. Paid for by Van Orden for Congress.
Always getting the job done. Always working as hard as you can. Always pushing for more. Because you never settle. For farmers who seek outstanding performance they can count on, the only brand is DeKalb Corn. Featuring a broad portfolio of products precision bred to maximize profit potential on every field. DeKalb brand. Never settle. See us at DeKalb.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
For some farmers, soybeans are on their mind 24/7. If you're all about the beans, then Asgrow brand is all about you. That's why we've dedicated ourselves to developing truly localized products. Products with leading genetics and top-tier weed management. Products that maximize the profit potential on every acre you've got. You're serious about soybeans, and we're serious about your success. Visit Asgrow.com. It's all about the beans. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
No doubt you've heard of MetLife, but did you know that MetLife Investment Management has over 100 years of ag lending experience? The MetLife Investment Management team maintains close relationships with its borrowers and can structure a customized loan with flexible terms to meet your financial needs. Looking to expand, refinance, or recapitalize? Consider MetLife Investment Management. Learn more at MetLife.com/ag.
If you're applying a low-rate nitrogen stabilizer, you might be falling for a losing strategy. Low-rate products promise great results, but may lack the potency of higher active ingredient concentrations. So great isn't always what you get. Instead of putting your yield at risk, put your trust in Anvil Nitrogen Stabilizer and Super U Premium Fertilizer from Koch Agronomic Services. Both offer higher active ingredient concentrations imitator brands can't match. See the difference at defendyourn.com.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
What's a corn farmer's favorite dog?
a husky.
Some things shouldn't be flat. But with GHX, you can maximize your acres with one flat price. While other brands sell by the bag, we sell seed by the acre to maximize your yield and profit potential. Our custom seed recommendations combine extensive product characterization and agronomic expertise to get the right product, population, and placement, all for one flat price per acre. Learn how at ghxseed.com/connect.
You're listening to AgriTalk, where the conversation begins. Join us at 855-4-TALK-AG.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I am your host, Chip Florey. We've got the Farmer Forum going with Bob Hemesath from Iowa, Mike Appert from North Dakota. Tariffs seem to be in the plans for both a Harris and a Trump administration, maybe more so for Trump. He seems to really favor using tariffs as a trade policy. Mike, is that a concern for you?
Well, yeah. I mean, we went through that whole trade war issue with China last time, and I mean, I get what he's trying to do there. He's trying to protect American industry. I understand the concept. I've also been more of a free trade guy, because when you produce agricultural products and you have products to sell and export, you want, you know, the freer the trade, the better, right? So right. I'm just kind of on that side of the fence always. Yeah.
Yep. Yep. And
yeah. So anything that opens up free trade is better for us. Yeah.
Right. Right. What's your thoughts here, Bob?
Yeah. I worry a lot about either way we go with the presidency and trade, just the rhetoric around it. Trump's talking about 200% tariffs and all those kind of things that, I get what his thought process is, that, you know, tariffs are a tool, as we talked about. The problem with that is that when we do that, and we saw it the last time he did that, we lose that market, and there's competitors in the world that are standing there at the sidelines ready to take our market away from us.
Yeah.
Brazil and Argentina are just waiting to take that advantage. And when we get into these trade wars, they look elsewhere, the Chinas of the world, whoever, look elsewhere for those products. You just don't get those markets back. It's a lot of work to get those markets back. It was a lot of work to get those markets in the first place. So for me, I'm worried either way. I'm worried with the Harris administration that we just don't seem to care about ag trade.
Right.
And with the Trump administration, what are the ramifications of a trade war? And what does that do? And that's kind of where I'm really concerned either way.
Yeah, it's like Mike said earlier, you know, we got that trade agreement. It was the end result. It was a two-phase trade agreement. And then the Biden administration, my opinion here, just basically decided that they were going to ignore that deal because it was a Trump deal. So it kind of puts us back at square one it's a matter of fact that he could have used that trade agreement as a way to exert some good old U.S. of A. ownership in this, in that trade deal, and maybe change the whole kinds of, you know, relations that we've had with China over the past 4 years. So it is something that, I think he's going to start a trade at square one again when it comes to some of these trade issues.
Yeah.
Let's be
fair. You know, China is not a good actor. Let's just be honest about it. And we do have to deal with them. But let's not sacrifice ag in this process. Let's make sure that we're thoughtful in how we go about this, because we all know that as soon as we put tariffs on, what's the first thing that they put tariffs on when they retaliate?
Soybeans.
That's agriculture.
Soybeans.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
Agriculture
yep.
and soybeans
yep.
specifically. So.
Yep.
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 So.
Okay.
Yes.
I want to move on here. Emily said that the biofuels have a path forward regardless of who's in the White House. Do you agree with that, Mike?
Well, yeah, it's just the regulatory environment and all that, how it goes ahead and how stuff gets approved. It seems in the speed of it, you know, I think there's a lot of things accepted in the industries now, like sustainable aviation fuel seems to be getting a good footing. So, you know, some of these industries look like they're going to try to up the usage of some of these biofuels, which is good for farmers in America. I think it's good long term. It's sometimes slow coming, but I think it looks fairly promising.
Mm-hmm. Good. What about you, Bob? Do you think that's right? Regardless of who's in the White House, go ahead.
I completely agree with Emily. I think it's two completely different pathways, but there are pathways to move forward. Biofuels. I think as she talked about the tax, the 45Z and all of those things, and mm-hmm. there's a lot of work ahead of us to make sustainable aviation fuel work, and it doesn't happen overnight, and we need a lot of government support to do that as far as getting these tax credits right so that they work for mm-hmm. growers and for producers. And making it so that we also feedstocks come from this country and are conducive to using feedstocks grown here.
Absolutely. I agree. Okay. We've been talking a lot about 45Z here on the air. This is kind of a check on myself to make sure that we've got our attention in the right spot. Which is more important to you, Bob? Is it the Farm Bill or is it getting the details workable programs for 45Z?
So I would say personally for me, the 45Z, because there's so much opportunity there or potential there if it's done right.
Yep.
If it's not done right, yep. then we really are, from a market growth standpoint, the 45Z is more important to me. Farm Bill,
okay.
If we get an extension for me as a grower, yeah.
Okay, what about you, Mike, real quick? 45Z or Farm Bill?
I'm the same way. I want to market. I'll grow the grain and market it. I want a price, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Man, you guys were good today. Thank you so much for coming on and sharing your thoughts and your views. Really, really important conversation that we had today. Bob, thanks, my friend.
You bet, Chip. Good to hear from you. Take care.
You bet. Mike, great to talk to you again, man. Thank you.
You bet. Talk to you later, Chip. You bet.
All right. Mike Appert from North Dakota. Bob Hemesath from Iowa. Thank you so much for listening today. Come back this afternoon. We're going to have a conversation with Mark Gold, top third by StoneX Group. Tomorrow morning, we're hitting the College Roadshow at SDSU.
Pioneer brand Z-Series soybeans are bred to defy expectations. So it's no surprise they're getting rave reviews, and that has more than farmers talking. In fact, a grain elevator wrote, "Sweet mother of pearl, trailer after trailer of Z-Series. It's never ending. We need a break." Safe to say, everyone is feeling the impact of Z-Series soybeans. Unleash your greatest harvest yet at pioneer.com/newera.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey, it's Fitz from the Country Top 40. And I'd like to take a moment to say thank you to my beautiful wife and all my babies and my mom and dad, because I'm so grateful for them. And even when I'm having a tough day, I have them around and everything's okay. This month is all about gratitude. And along with all those folks I just shouted out, there's another person that we don't get to thank enough, ourselves. It's sometimes hard to remind ourselves.